Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So as we wrap up the year, the end of 2015, I've got a simple but very effective and fun team meeting to hold just before your team breaks for the year. And you know, if you don't do it now, you can always do this in the new year, in January, or any time. It's just three simple questions. Number one, top three positive highlights from the year. Number two, the top three things they are most grateful for. And number three, the top three things they are most excited about for the year 2015, for the year to come. Now, some teams who have done this, who've reported back to me, they say it works great. It's a great conversation to have. It makes everyone feel good. Some teams have kept it to just workplace goals, while others have done a separate round for personal goals and then work-related goals, or some have just left it wide open for people to choose either from their personal or work life when they answer the questions. And you know, considering the extensive amount of research showing the strong links between happiness and gratitude, as well as reliving and anticipating positive events, it might be a great exercise to do with your family as well. Now, my fun at work tip, as I'm recording this, we're just coming up to December 19th, which is official Underdog Day, a day to recognize unsung heroes. And you know, we don't have to leave this till, in fact, we better not leave this to just one day a year. We need to do this on a regular basis. So what I want to ask you is this: are you remembering to recognize, to celebrate your underdogs, your unsung heroes? So why not take an unsung hero to coffee or lunch, or pick up the phone and just tell them how much you appreciate their efforts? Send a thank you card, email an e-certificate for coffee, or honor someone with the Unsung Hero of the Year award in your workplace. If you don't do it now, again, this is something that we should be doing on a regular basis in our workplaces to inspire and recognize people. And the quote of the week, since we're coming up to the Christmas season, it's not so much a quote as perhaps a really corny bad joke. What do the income tax people write on their Christmas cards? Many happy returns. Ah! And in our It's a Wacky World section, if you Google Christmas Elf Name Generator, you will go to a site where, yes, you can generate you and your team or your family members alternative Christmas elf name. So my name, for example, which I'll be using to answer the phone with all day long, is Licorice Emberleaves. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for articles and all sorts of great resources.